We're running about 500 watts to the two verticals from Succotash Salt Marsh. And we just finished doing some work here this afternoon and turned the radio on, and we're checking out what's happening. But good to hear you coming through in the good fashion. You're 58 on peak, so no problem to copy you. I hope you can hear me. I can turn up my processing a little bit. Maybe that helps out. Who knows? But good to hear you. 2 Echo Zero, November Lima Yankee, W1 said what? Very good, Brad. Good to hear you coming through again, and thank you for the 5.9 plus 20. Quite surprising. Again, it's pretty early here. It's 5 in the afternoon, so really appreciate the nice report. 73s from Rhode Island, and we hope to hear you again, maybe under better conditions and less QR Mexico on your side. 2 Echo Zero, November Lima Yankee, W1 Zulu Yankee, 73. Thank you for the contact. W1 said why, standing by. Is that you, Mike, WA4 Delta?
Yes, Bill. If you want to talk later, that's fine.
Yeah, I could do that because when we get into our conversations, I was thinking about you a couple of days ago, but how are you, over?
I'm good. I've got my live stream up, and I wanted to show it to you.
All right, we can do that. Let me, I got the browser open. Let me open the tab. And where do I go to your call sign and then QRZ and then click to it?
No, go to WA4D.radio.
All right, WA4D.radio, RADIO. And let's see the, okay, there it is. I'm going there. Sinking, oh yeah, this is the, yeah, I called you. Yeah, you're the Sri Lanka guy that wrote 2001. Okay, where do I go on it? I'm on your beautiful, it's a great website. Well, where do I go?
No, just click on the thing at the top that says WA4D live stream now.
All right, I'm an idiot. Okay, hang on.
I saw that handsome picture you put up on your webpage.
100% Photoshop. No, I was at a wedding and I was surrounded by beautiful women. I was photographing it, so that's why I look so happy. Yeah, there you are. I see your back, but now I don't see it anymore. I guess you cut me off, but I saw you there. I saw your back. Over.
Oh, yeah. It's feeding. I'm looking at the feed coming back.
I just refreshed. Stand by. Nope, it's not letting me at it. Let me try again. Maybe it's my transmitting to the west. Let me flip to the east. Okay, now I'm not beaming myself. Let me try to refresh again, because sometimes the computer doesn't like it when you see intense RF field. There we go. Yeah, I see your back, and let me punch up some audio so I can hear. Yeah, I hear you. You just coughed or something there, Mike. Over.
Hold on. Now, that's about 10 seconds of latency, Bill.
It's about 10. It's a little bit longer. I just heard you talking. Yeah, nice picture. High quality. It's coming in quite nicely. Got some electrical tape and such, but you might want to put the camera so we can see your face. Over.
Yeah, here we go. I've got another camera. Watch this.
It's going to take about 30 seconds.
There it is.
Stand by. It's frozen on me, but we're waiting for it to change.
What's your speed up there?
It's a good speed, but right now it's not taking the speed.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all right. I was going to dazzle you with my lower third. I put my name and call sign up.
Oh, that would be really cool. Let me try to change my quality. Let me see if it'll let me do it. It's 480p. That's the lowest I can go, but it's kind of frozen. But Yeah, I'm sure you're going to have a really nice looking little live stream when you get that sucker going.
That's at 720.
Yeah, I know. It looks like a good image, an incredibly good image. And do you use that table to photograph things, Mike? Do you have like two copy stand lights or something?
The other shot. You know what? That table. Yeah, sure I do. But mostly it's to turn around and work right behind me.
That's a great spot. I'm going to try to refresh while I'm beaming east. There you go. I got your face now. Yeah, I see your lower thirds now.
Okay, and then there's. I made something for the vast majority of hams that aren't intellectuals like yourself, Bill. And here's what I made them. It's called the Women of Ham Radio. Oh, that's right. It's behind time.
Yep, I try to read your lips right now. I know, it's kind of women in bikinis that have licenses, right?
I ran across this the other day.
I think I've seen that, but I haven't seen the really sexed up one.
Oh, no. That's, I wouldn't do that. It's just these covers.
Oh, there you go. Now I'm starting to see it. Hey, thanks for giving me that feed. I like the one with the pole sitting on the roof. That's a good one.
Number five, I think.
This is good. Where'd you get these pictures?
Offline. I just typed in Radio Women.
Oh, yeah. CB Action.
Yeah, that's number five. I like her, too.
Looks like Farrah Fawcett.
And then I put in a few things, like if I'm talking to somebody, I can show them. I just popped an ICOM 730 up there, and I discuss, you're on that beautiful 830. I'm going to send you the most beautiful Kenwood 830 site I've ever seen. He's got the original brochures, all of it. It's a British guy. I'll send it to you.
I appreciate it. And these pictures, like 73 magazine with the topless girl, is that actually from a? That's not from a cover. Somebody mocked that up, right?
No, Wayne Green did that back in the day.
Because he didn't use any advertising. It just had 73 and then the girl. I guess that's all he needed, huh?
I don't think they did a lot of cover marketing back then.
It's amazing. ARRL is like an ad for advertisers. Review this product and then there's this product and. It's just like, oh, my God. Hey, did you hear the new thing that the ARRL is doing? I'm kind of, like, really upset about it. They've petitioned the FCC to allow technicians to get HF privileges.
Yeah. That was about 10 years ago, Bill.
And now, but it's on 40 meters. They want to give them part of 40 and all this stuff. And the thing is because they say that's an incentive to upgrade. I thought not having HF privileges was the incentive.
Oh, is that current? Did you read that?
Yeah, man, they're doing it, and the FCC is going to have comments opening up here.
Oh.
Yeah, they want to give them phone privileges on the upper end of 40, and they're saying it's because it's incentive. But all it does is increase, products. The people are going to be buying more HF stuff from their advertisers, and maybe they'll get some more subscriptions.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, look, I'll let you go. Thank you for stopping. I'm going to turn around here and show you the how I changed the lighting.
All right, I'm beaming back at you. I'm seeing a 7300 right now. I guess that's your station chart.
Can you see me turned around, Bill?
I'm seeing you do it now. You're changing the lighting, and you're, there you go. Hey, it's a nice lighting, too, obviously. It's very diffused, and it looks good. You could do a newscast.
It's silly. Why buy all those expensive lights? These were $69 a piece on Amazon.
Oh, my God. Beautiful. You know, I would love to see a ham radio thing like what you're doing, the streaming. that just has a guide like he's at an anchor desk, you know, and maybe an, a control or something that the camera can't see down in front of him, so he just looks right into the camera and does his QSOs.
There you go. There you go. I'm going to try to do something like that. But you know what? I did download a bunch of content. You can't just sit there and BS your way through it.
Yeah, it's good. It's going to be good. I can't wait to see what you do with that, especially when you get on the air calling CQ with the filters that you put on. It drives people crazy. Hey, 73s, we're going to pointing west right now. We've got the 830 rolling. We've got an audio processor. I built a second processor box, and then we have a little bit of RF speech processing. Let me turn it off. This is now my own audio. I'm not pushing it too hard. And then we put in our little speech processor from the 730, and I hope it doesn't dirty it up too much. Whiskey Alpha 4 Delta, W1 Satellite.
Punch necessary to do that DX. And thank you very much for your time. And you're the first person that's seen this, and I appreciate it, and I'll listen out.
All right, very good. And you can, of course, go into your archives and pull out some video that you have. I know you have some pretty cool video, and cut some nice little packages for us here for QSOs. Alrighty, 73's Mike, Whiskey Alpha 4 Delta, W1 ZY.
Okay, thank you, Bill. Have fun. I'll be listening. W1 ZY, WA4D.
W1 ZY looking out into Europe. W1 ZY calling CQDX, checking out propagation to Europe. Standing by. CQDX looking into Europe. W1 Zulu Yankee. W1 ZY in Rhode Island, calling CQ. Hello, CQ. W1 Zanzibar, Yokohama. Standing by. CQ calling CQ. W1 Zulu Yankee. Ending United.
Very good afternoon, evening. The Beatles is Oscar Echo 5, Sugar Mike United, Oscar Echo 5, Sierra Mike Uniform. Nice to meet you. Conditions are not so good in the morning. And clear copy your signal. Whiskey 1, Sugar Yankee, Oscar Echo 5, Sugar Mike United.
Oscar Echo 5, Sugar Mike United, W1 ZY. Beautiful to hear you. You're 5858, a beautiful signal. No QSB. My name is Bill, of course, as you know. I think you said it. And we're located in Rhode Island. It's a very nice day here today. Overcast and chilly, but no rain, and we're very happy. OE5, Sugar Mike United, W1 ZY. All right, Oscar Echo 5, Sugar Mike United, W1 ZY, beautiful transmission. Again, you're 58, very solid, Hans, and no QSB. So we're very happy to have such a beautiful copy on you. And Salzburg, beautiful place. I've been there many times. And very orderly and a clean city, one of the cleanest cities I've seen in Europe. Over here, we're running about 500 watts to the two verticals, two-phase verticals, and we're in Succotash Salt Marsh, right here in the southern coast of Rhode Island, right on the shore. And propagation seems pretty good. There's some you're coming through nicely. I think that this frequency might have some QR Mexico on it in Europe, possibly, but you're coming through quite nicely. Oscar Echo 5, Sugar Mike United, W1 ZY. Go ahead, Hans.
Roger, dear Bill. Very nice copy. No problem. Working on this side, nearly 200 watts. 200 watts antenna is a wind arm antenna. Feeding point 11 meters over. truck on. With the conditions on seaside, dear Bill. Okay, loud and clear signal here in Europe. Okay, you know Salzburg. I never was in the USA. I never was in the USA, dear. But my wife, also my daughter, have visited New York. Okay. But I never was in the USA. Whiskey Run Zulu Yankee, Oscar Echo 5, Sugar, my user.
All right, very good, and good to know that you're happy about not coming over here. Some people, it's not their cup of tea, so to speak. And, of course, I can imagine your daughter and your wife enjoyed themselves in New York, probably doing a lot of shopping, which is a very common occurrence. H.I., not trying to make a sexist comment, even though I just did. All righty, good to hear you, and we'll put out a few more calls and see what's happening. It's a 5:15 in the afternoon, so it's a little bit early. So my compliments on making it through 59 at this point with the 200 watts. Beautiful signal. Your station is working very nicely, Hans. There's no problems to copy. Oscar Echo 5, Sugar, Mexico, United, W1, said what? Stand by.
Microphone amplifier, a homemade microphone amplifier. That's conditions on the audio side, dear Bill. Thank you.
All right. Well, that's working quite nicely. I also have a homemade microphone amplifier processor. I have another one in a TS-520. I built it into the TS-520. I liked it so much that I made a second one in a little box for this TS-830, which I just finished repairing. And I can adjust things. I can go like this and over-modulate and do some fun stuff with it. But we always like to build things, Hans. It's always interesting to do the building. 73s, vielen Dank für dieses Verbindung, mein Freund. Und deine Station, es geht sehr gut hier in Rhode Island. Very strong signal. Oscar Echo 5, Sugar Mike United, W1, said what?
Ja, danke schön. Bill, danke schön auch für das nette QSO. Herzliche 73. Es soll der Rest of the Sunday. My best regards to you and yours. And hope to meet you again soon. What a pleasure. Bye-bye.
73s, and thank you for the contact. W1ZY calling CQ Europe. Standing by.
Oscar Echo 8 Alpha, November Kilo. Oscar Echo 8 Alpha, November Kilo.
Oscar Echo 8 Alpha, Norway Kilo. W1ZY, good afternoon to you from Rhode Island. Many contacts with you, Ray. You're 59 into my QTH tonight. A beautiful copy, over. All right, Oscar Echo 8 Alpha Norway Kilo, W1 said why. My name is Bill, Bravo India Lima Lima. Bravo India Lima Lima. And my QTH is Rhode Island, Radio Italy, Rhode Island. And you're coming through very nicely here tonight or this afternoon. We're running about 500 watts, and the antenna is 2 verticals, homemade, beaming northeast. Oscar Echo 8 Alpha Norway Kilo, W1 said why, over.
I remember on the last contact, Make you versatile. Two elements versatile. Beautiful. I'm running the two elements. Horizontal. Two elements. Horizontal. With the Kangoo TS-990. Thank you for the short contact. I think many stations calling you. You have an outstanding signal here in Europe this evening. Whiskey 1, Solo Yankee, OEA, the Yankee. Back to you, over.
All right, very good, Ray. Good to hear you coming through. And again, my compliments on your coming through. It's a little bit, it's about 5:15. Very early in the opening, I think. I think this is an early opening. So we're happy to hear you coming through so beautifully. 73s, and thank you for the contact, for letting me know there's propagation. Oscar Echo 8 Alpha Norway Kilo W1 said, why, good evening. 73s, W1 said, why, calling CQ Europe. The Papa Delta Bravo.
It is Ocean Kilo, Oscar Kilo 1, Papa Delta Bravo, yourself.
Very good. And there's also an IK6 standing by, OK1, Papa Delta Bravo, W1ZY. Good to hear you. I think it's Pavel. We've had many, a few contacts. You're 5859, 5859 into Rhode Island. And my name is Bill. Bravo, India, Lima, Lima. Oscar Kilo 1, Papa Delta Bravo, W1ZY.
Your report is at the moment 5-7 deviated up and down, yeah. And good readable.
All right, very good. And are you still using the long wire? I have in my notes you were using a long wire, is that right?
Okay. My equipment is ST-5000, and at the moment I am running with about 150 watt long wire, over.
All right, well, that's coming through beautifully, 5859 into my QTH. Beautiful to hear you coming through. We're running 500 watts, and we have two verticals, two homemade verticals, beaming northeast. On an overcast Sunday afternoon, still light out. We have another, at least an hour, maybe an hour and a half of light. So we're well into the afternoon, so we're very happy to hear you coming through so early. 73s, and ahoy from Rhode Island, Pavel. Oscar Kilo 1, Papa Delta Bravo, W1, said what?
W1 is a try from Oscar Kilo 1, Papa Delta Bravo, for final. Thank you for short QSO. The weather in our country is similar, overcast only 5 degrees centigrade to the cold. Emma, thank you once more for this contact. I wish you all the best for a nice evening or morning. I'm not sure now. And bye-bye, 73.
All right, 73s, and thank you, Pavel, W1ZY, standing by for Italy Kilo 6, if you're still there, over. All right, Frank, good to hear you. You're 5758, 5758, a beautiful copy. What is your power? Are you 10 watts, Frank? Are you running 10 watts tonight? Over. All right, very good, Frank. 50 watts, you're really hitting it there this afternoon. Incredible, 50 watts. All righty, good to hear you coming through, and you've got a beautiful signal coming through, Frank, with the 50 watts. You're 5758. And it's very early. It's in the afternoon here, so we're really happy to hear you coming through. 73 is from Rhode Island, and we will hopefully hear you again. Italy, Kilo 6, Charlie, United Golf, W1, Sulu, Yankee, 73. Francesco, thank you for the kind words. Grazie, I appreciate it. Very gratifying to hear that. 73's W1 said Y. 73. Is there a Golf 4 station? I think it's a Golf 4 Victor Sugar Japan, is that right? Very good to hear you again, Ken. Golf 4, Victor Sugar, Japan, W1 said Y. You're about a 57. I think it's a little early for the opening, but a 5x7. Certainly have heard you with much larger signal than that. Overcast afternoon here, Ken. It's a little, you know, obviously chilly outside. It's above freezing, but overcast and not a gray afternoon, but an overcast afternoon. George 4, Victor Sugar, Japan, W1 said what?
W1 said what? Come on, that's okay. Well, it's past a few hours here, local time.
Oh, beautiful. How would you judge the conditions tonight, Ken? How are the conditions for you tonight? Over. Okay, very good. I know there's a huge pile up down the band. I think it might be Uganda, which is why I came up here. But there's a lot of Europeans calling. I think it was Uganda. I'm not sure. But that was about an hour ago. All right, 73s. And again, I've heard you much louder than you are right now. So maybe in a while, although you probably want to go to bed. Hopefully, maybe the band will open up even more. George 4, Victor Sugar, Japan, W1, said what?
Yeah,
73's Ken, and have a good week coming up. W1 said what? QRZ, the station calling again. I don't think I'm going to be able to pull it out. W1 said Y, calling CQ Europe, calling CQ, standing by. CQDX, looking at Europe, W1 Zanzibar, Yokohama, Whiskey 1 Zanzibar, Yokohama, calling and standing by. CQDX calling CQ, W1 Zanzibar, Yokohama, standing by. I've got a Victor X-ray. Italy Tango 9, Charlie Victor X-ray, W1 said Y, good to hear you. You're 5758, 5758 into Rhode Island. And my name is Bill, Bravo, India, Lima, Lima. The name is Bill, and a good signal coming through. Italy, Tango 9, Charlie, Victor, X-ray, W1, Zulu, Yankee, over.
Italy Tango 9, Charlie Victor.
All right, very good. And I think your name is your name Adam? What is your name? Over. All right, very good, Adam. With the mini dipole, making it through. Again, you're 5'7", sometimes 5'8". Good copy on you this afternoon. It's very early for the propagation, so we're very happy to hear you coming through. We're running about 500 watts, and the antenna is two verticals, two homemade verticals beaming to the northeast. 73 is from Rhode Island. Grazie for the QSO. Italy Tango 9, Charlie Victor X-ray, W1 said what?
Good luck. Italy Tango 9, Charlie Victor X-ray, W1, Julia.
All right, 5 and 8 on that transmission. Beautiful signal, Adam. 73s, W1ZY, calling CQ.
Oh, wow. very good. Thank you for your report. Thank you very much. Goodbye, Billy.
All right, Adam, 5 and 8, good, beautiful signal. 73s, talk to you tomorrow. W1 said what? Bye-bye. CQDX, W1, Zanzibar, Yokohama. W1 said why on Vox, trying out Vox, calling CQ, standing by. CQDX calling CQ, W1 Zanzibar, Yokohama, standing by. Check your propagation out to the northeast, W1 Zanzibar, Yokohama. W1 ZY calling CQ, standing by. CQDX calling CQ, CQ Europe, W1 Zanzibar, Yokohama. W1ZY in Rhode Island calling CQ, hello, CQDX. W1 Zanzibar, Yokohama. W1ZY in Rhode Island calling CQDX, standing by.
Kilo November, even Kilo 2 or 10, Kilo November.
Something ending November.
Okay, Roger, this is Italy, Kilo 2 or 10, Kilo November. IK2 Honolulu, Kilo November, 5
Italy Kilo 2 Hotel Kilo Norway, W1ZY, good to hear you coming through. You're 58, 5 and 8 in Rhode Island, Radio Italy, the smallest state in the United States. And my name is Bill, Bravo, India, Lima, Lima. Italy Kilo 2 Hotel Kilo Norway, W1ZY.
My road condition this moment is a basic antenna for this band, and my transceiver is all the transceiver at Tango 107 years, and the power is 100 power antenna. Italy Kilo 2 Kilo November is tuning for Whiskey 1 Zulu Yankee, over.
All right, very good. Ivano, IK2 Hotel Kilo Norway, W1ZY. You're peaking 59. You're peaking 5 and 9, Ivanos. And a beautiful signal coming through with the vertical and the 100 watts. Very early here. It's about 5:30 in the afternoon on an overcast day. And you're coming through quite nicely. So my compliments to you. Very light outside, of course. We have another hour of light. We're running about 500 watts, running 500 watts and two verticals, beaming northeast. And good to hear you coming through. Nice to hear the propagation opening up a little bit here. Italy Kilo 2, Hotel Kilo Norway, W1 ZY, over.
Okay, Okay, roger, roger, no problem. IK 205 Kilo November, tuning for Whiskey 10 Yankee. Thank you for your information, good setup, your two vertical and 500 in your channel. Thank you, Bill, very thank you for contact, Bill, for little contact. And good day, bye-bye from North Italy, good night. Ciao, ciao, Bill, thank you very much for contact, bye.
Okay, Ivano, 59, 5 and 9, your report. 73's, ciao, W1, set Y.
Thank you.
Good, I see. CQ, W1, Zulu, Yankee. CQ, calling CQ, going on Fox, W1, Zanzibar, Yokohama, standing by. The Echo Delta. Oh, good to hear you, and standby stateside. I do hear the stateside station, M0LED, W1ZY. Good to hear you coming through. You're 5 and 8 today, Lee. It's good to hear you, over. Roger, your signal's building up to 59. And good to hear the vertical making it through. Again, I think, Lee, it's a little early here. It's about 5:30, overcast day. We got another hour of sunlight. So I think you're making it through as the band opens up here. Hey, thank you for the call, and I hope you have a good week coming up. M0LED, W1 said what? Is there a stateside station standing by? Is there a stateside station standing by? Yeah, it's Whiskey Alpha 4 Echo W1 said, why? Good afternoon from Rhode Island. You're 59 plus about 10 dB, very loud, over.
Okay, thank you. You're pretty much the same here. You really nice audio, clean, and a good 10 to 15 over. And I just put this antenna up, some homemade Burgess V out here in the backyard, or dipole with me. And really, you're about the first contact on the thing to see if it was working or not. So, name here's Mark, Mike Alpha Romeo Kilo, and QTH Bridgewater, Virginia. Go ahead.
All right, very good, Mark. Did you just get back inside from putting up the dipole?
No, I hung it up here yesterday, but I haven't done anything with it till now.
All right. Well, I know what that feels like when you sit down after doing antenna work and checking out what's happening. Hey, you're peaking 15 dB over here into Rhode Island and a beautiful sounding signal. We're running an old TS-830 and about 500 watts into a pair of verticals homemade out of aluminum tubing. And we're in Succotash Salt Marsh right on the coast in southern Rhode Island. And a great signal coming up here. And let me know what did you do to get the dipole up? How do you have it hung up, Mark? I'm always interested in that stuff. WA4 Echo, W1 said what?
I turned her up over 100 to see if it do anything.
It's just one leg hung off of my tower. I have a 40-foot tower in the backyard to set up. So
80 feet or a 75-meter double bazooka on it. I'm on a very restricted size-wise,
restricted lot, and I don't have any room to do anything.
So I've got the
Burgess
V 75 with double
bazooka, and one leg of this 40 that I made, this old
dipole,
I tied to the tower and run it over to
a pole in the backyard that I bolted onto the clothesline.
It's only up about 10 feet, or 20, yeah, about 10, 15 feet about all it is on the one leg. Now the other leg's up for about 40 feet in there, so
it's really not a flat top, it's been, you know, hanging in a bird, half of an inverted V, so to speak. Rig here, ICOM 7300, and right now I'm pushing 100 at you. Well, I'll go, I was on about 70, go ahead.
All right, beautiful. Well, that's a 7300, a beautiful rig. The receiver's got lots of really good stuff in it for pulling people out. And I think the dipole's working pretty well. I mean, you've got a good signal up here, there's no QSB. And during this time of day, it's a decent signal coming through. If you put power on, you'd be starting to get up into that 20-25 over range. So I think that things you did quite well given the limitations of your of the lot that you're at. Good to hear you coming in, and we were just trying to check out the propagation of Europe, and it sounds a little moderate this afternoon, although it might be a little bit too early to pass judgment. WA4 Echo, W1ZY.
Okay, W1ZY, WA4E. Yeah, well, you sure got it. I mean, you're full quiet, and you're lucky in the room here with me, so you're doing great. I have an Ameritron over here. It's an AL-80B. It's the 1K version. It's not on. I don't have it loaded on 40. It's probably over on the 75. So I know that's where it's at. But it's not on. But I don't know. You know, if you get out, be heard, and have a decent signal, you don't really need to run a whole bunch of power. But unless you're doing things, you know, that require. But a lot of times you're getting stateside, just running around here back and forth across a couple states. You know, you're getting 10, 15. You know, S-unit signal reports, it don't make a whole lot of sense to run 1,000, 1,500 watts. Boost it up a couple, but, yeah, it don't make a lot of sense. But now I'll turn her on in a heartbeat if I'm trying to get someplace and can't make my contacts or whatever. But, boy, like I say, you sure sound good coming from your way. Excuse me, and I really do like the 7300. I have an FD-1000 that I bought a few back here. 1997 when I retired from law enforcement. And I bought that thing for myself, and I still got it sitting over here, and I use that on everything above 40 with the beam up on top of the tower, you know, for 15, 20, 10. It's the big Mosley Pro 57B, I think they call it. And it works real good, but I tell you, that's the truth. I think I like this 7300 better. I know it's got a better receiver in it, and I can seem to filter out noise better with this. But I tell you, for the money, I don't think you can beat a 7300.
I agree with you. I think that they came up with a really good radio, and they priced it properly. And when they first came out with it, man, everybody was grabbing that. And the hand mic that comes with it, Mark, is I've heard it, a lot of guys using the hand mic on it, and it's just fantastic. Let me turn off this processing. It's a fantastic hand mic. It's a beautiful combination for it. I think, at least, I've heard some of these people with a hand mic. It's just beautiful. I think you got a good keeper there with that. That dipole's working quite nicely. Hey, I would like to let me turn this processing back on. I would like to switch the antenna back over to the east. I'm wondering if you could tell me if there's a difference to try to give me an idea of the angle of propagation. Let me flip this thing. This is looking now up to the northeast. It's phased up to the northeast right now. Mark 1, 2, 3 to the northeast. And now I turn it back down towards you. Is that making much difference for you down there this afternoon?
Yeah. It's going from about an S9 to about an S10-15 when you come back towards me here. So, yeah, big difference.
Okay, interesting. That's interesting. You're in Virginia, right?
Sure here. I took it out of the box and put it on the front of the radio, and everybody said, leave it alone.
It made a huge difference in Central North Carolina.
All right, very good. Yeah, it's interesting. Usually it doesn't make too much of a difference. Hey, and you're in Virginia, is that right, Mark?
Yeah, I'm down here where they call Shenandoah Valley area. If you've heard of James Madison University, they're just about 7 miles north of me in a city there called Harrisonburg, Virginia. Bridgewater is just a little town, about 7,000-8,000 people to the south of Harrisonburg. And we have Interstate 81 run north and south right through the area here, through the valley. So. And then, Stanton, south of me, that's where the Statler brothers were from, if you ever followed in country music. And we got Charlottesville, about 65 to the east, and Richmond's about 100 and something to the east. And about 130 up into D.C., kind of that direction. So, and I'm right down in here in the valley, right in the middle, where they have the Skyline Drive. A lot of people come through and tour, you know, tourists come through in the fall and summer and stuff like that. So go ahead, WA4E.
All right, WA4E, W1ZY. Yes, also a historically significant place, too, I do believe. So it sounds like a beautiful area down there, getting out into the middle of the country out there. All right, 73s, and you're sounding great up here, and that dipole is a success story, I think, Mark. I think that thing's going to work very nicely for you. Whiskey Alpha 4 Echo, W1ZY.
Okay, well, you take care, W1ZY, WA4E. Maybe we hook up again somewhere. You know, when it comes to ham radio, it's a small world.
But anyway, good hearing you. I just heard you call CQ there, and I thought, well, there's my chance to see if this dipole's going to work or not. So appreciate the signal report. 73 to you. You have a good evening and good luck on your contest. Or your contacts, not contest, contacts. WA4E, clear with you.
All right, and thank you for giving me the call. I appreciate it, Mark. 73 is from Southern Rhode Island, WA4 Echo, W1 said what?
W1 said what? From K2KXK.
Is that Kilo 2 Kilo X-ray Kilo?
That's Roger, looks like Bill. Name here is Ken, Kilo Echo November. And we're in Central North Carolina.
All right, very good, Ken. Good to hear you. Kilo 2, Kilo X-ray, Kilo W1 said why. Ken, you're about 59 plus about 5 to 10 up here in Matunic, Rhode Island, which is a small spot on the southern coast. And you got the name correct as Bill, Bravo India, Lima Lima. We're running an old TS-830, about 500 watts, into two verticals. And just checking out the propagation here this afternoon. K2KXK, W1 said why.
Yeah, real fine, Bill. W1ZY, K2KXK. Well, you're certainly doing a great job. And I've heard you on before and looked up your QRZ page to see all the interesting antenna work you're doing. And it certainly does seem to be effective. You're about 10 over 9 here in North Carolina. We're only running about 80 watts barefoot on the Flex 6300, you were doing such a good job in here. I figured your antenna was due to work for both of us. So I didn't turn the amp on. And that's going into an off-center fed dipole up around 40 feet. Running a new antenna for 40, a vertical delta loop. And since the weather was so nice today, we went out and measured all the wire and cut it and put the insulators in the right spot and put the 72 ohm coax on it for that we're going to use as a transformer. And it was laying on the ground and it was very flat. Now it was 2-1 SWR, but all the way from one end of 40 to the other. So I think it'll work out when we get it on the air. It was actually literally in a horizontal position laying in the driveway, so I just wanted to see not so much what the ultimate SWR was, but how flat it was across the 40-meter range. And then I went a little further and just to prove it, and it was SWR was increasing north and south of 40 meters. So hopefully that's a good indication. Won't know until we get it up in the trees. Back to you, W1ZY, K2KXK.
K2KXK, W1ZY. Yeah, sounds like she wants to resonate there. I think that's going to work quite nicely for you when you get it up in the air, Ken. Are you going to put it vertically or horizontally oriented?
Yeah, we're going to put it vertically, fed in one of the bottom corners. You know, as you probably know far better than I do, most antenna constructions are compromised. Ideally, I'd have it with the base elevated as high as I could get it, and then the apex pointed down. But that's not practical, and also, from my reading, the best place to feed it, if you want it really vertically polarized, is about a third wavelength up one side. Again, from a practical standpoint, it would be very difficult for me in my planned installation to support the feed line adequately. So compromise would be to feed it at a bottom corner where I've got an insulator, and can fix the feed line to one of the support ropes in that corner. I don't know if you've had any experience with the delta loop. I haven't. This will be the first one that I've used. But thought I'd vertically polarize it to get the low radiation angle. W1ZW, K2KXK.
All right, K2KXK, W1ZY. Sounds like with a vertical orientation, that's good. I'm glad to hear you doing that. I know a lot of people use a horizontal configuration, but the vertical one is interesting to me because of, as you point out, the lower angle that it will be radiating. In my experiences with those, I always fed them, I put them as a diamond with the base at the low part, and then the apex at the top, and fed them about one quarter wavelength from the top to try to get a quarter wavelength of run them that way, basically. And then I saw somebody, it's like it was on the internet, they had a really clever way of tuning the thing, which was at the bottom in the corner where you're going to feed. They had something, it was a, I think it was, I can't remember what it was, like a stub or something that they put in the bottom. So instead of having to take the thing down and shorten it and do all this stuff to tune it, they were using different lengths of wire or something. I forgot exactly what they were doing. They had like an insulator and then a stub coming down, and they would short the stub out to do the final tuning, the final tweaking of it, which I thought was a pretty good idea. Over here, the major project here on these two verticals is that I've got this 2x2 lumber, 8 foot long 2x2s, and I've mounted these little PVC insulators on them using metal electrical conduit hangers. Because I'm going to go out and change the base supports on the two verticals so I can tilt them over to tune them, and also with the lightning thing coming in, we're going to try to make them so that they're easy to set up and then bring down. And the only other problem would be there's three guys, there's two tiers of three guys of a parachute cord, and one of them is going to have to have like eye hooks or pulleys or something on the stake. In order to have them let themselves out when you're tilting it over, but it should work. I have it in my I've written it down at least, so we'll see if it works. But I got the things all ready. It's just a little bit too windy today to go out and do it. But I'm looking forward to maybe hearing how that Delta loop works out for you, Ken. It sounds like a really good project, and it sounds like it wants to resonate. Lying there on the ground like that, it looks like it's going to work quite nicely. Did good work on that one. Kilo 2, Kilo X-ray, Kilo W1ZY.
Yeah, very good, Bill. W1ZY, K2KXK. Yeah, I'm hoping that was an indication. You know, you never know until you really get it up where it's going to be and see what it really does. My Rig Expert antenna analyzer, as I said, showed it pretty flat within the 300-400 kc range that I initially tried it, and then I expanded it to about 800 kc, and I could see the low and the high points of that range going up in SWR. So hopefully it will resonate. I'm feeding it with a quarter wave of 72 ohm coax, and that's probably, if the impedance is not close to 50 ohms here by the time I get it in the shack, that's where I'll stop my adjustment, trimming that. I think if anything, it's going to be long. I was amazed when I first did the calculations and I ordered the wire and the 72 ohm coax. I just made an assumption about what the velocity factor of that coax would be, you know, relative to, I figured it would be similar to RG213 or something like that, you know, somewhere in the 70, 75 range. But when I got it and actually looked at the specs, well, I should have done that before I ordered it, it was in the 90s. And of course, the sub is a function of the velocity factor and the frequency. Fortunately, I had ordered exactly 30 feet, and that's exactly what it comes out to, something like 29 and change, given the real velocity factor. So lucked out there, and don't have much to trim off it if it doesn't work. Go ahead.
Yep, understood. I've done that myself. the velocity factor on that stuff is, I always have to look it up. I don't have them memorized. But yeah, you got lucky on that one. That would have, you would have incurred a little bit more delays. I certainly wouldn't put a connector on it and then lengthen it with a barrel connector. Because I just recently learned that the fewer connectors, the better. I had a lot of barrel connectors in the phasing line and on this antenna to help to tune it. And when I cleared it up, a lot of problems went away when I just replaced it with the right length. Once I found what the length needed to be. And then got good coax connectors with the adapters. Usually I would skimp on that. I would just solder the braid to the connector. But I learned my lesson on that one too. So we're converted to using the right connectors and such. Good quality ones too, because you can lose some get some losses in those connectors. But yeah, that's great. So I'm hoping. I think that thing's going to be quiet. In my experience is I had one down in Brooklyn once, in the back lot, a very small place, and it was quiet. It picked up DX signals quite nicely, and it was very quiet. And I also had to. It was a setup just like I said, with the base at the bottom and then the apex at the top. But I didn't have enough room, Ken. So I had to. Double the wires up and have them come down parallel to each other in the middle of it just to get it to tune. It tuned okay, but it was really quiet. So I really like the closed loop antennas. They have lower signal levels, but the noise is a lot lower, at least the ones that I've been have worked with. But sounds like you got a good project down there and you got some good weather to get it almost all done. Kilo 2, Kilo X-ray, Kilo W1 ZY.
Yeah, real good, Bill. W1ZY, KTKXK. Yeah, I agree with you. I only use the silver connectors. Not only the pin, but the body as well. And they're a little more money, but I feel a little more comfortable with it. And there'll just be one barrel connector in there because... plus the rest of the coax line, which is about another 100 feet, is RG213. So I need to put those two together. But that I'm taking down half of the cell down,
a G5RV. It's
going to be replaced by the Delta Loop, and that's a brand new coax, RG213. So. I think I'll be okay there. I've never used a closed loop antenna. That's what I understand, is they should be fairly quiet. And I'm in a pretty good situation here out in the country. Don't have a lot of man-made noise. In terms of getting it up in the air, I don't know. Yeah, probably look to do it sometime this week because. I got to get a friend or two over to help. The property here is very heavily wooded, which is great for being able to hang antennas, but it is very, very annoying to try to do that by yourself. Cue excellence. Because you can't see anything, so you... I have an air launcher that I built, and I launch 2-ounce egg sinkers, and usually quite accurate with it. But by yourself, it's hard to see where the sinker is when it comes down. Usually it's not over just the tree that you wanted it, so it's good to have somebody there that can help and bob it. And then just walking through all the underbrush, and trying to get lines pulled up, to snag on everything. So it's really good to have a helper to help free the lines as they're going up. We'll put the arm on one of our buddies here during the week and hopefully get it up. So with that, I'm going to say 73. The wife just got home from a day out, and we'll see what she's up to. might have some stuff in the car that needs help getting in. So I've really enjoyed it. I'll definitely look forward to working it, hopefully on that loop. And we maybe even can do some comparisons between the flux center for a dipole and the loop there. So you have a great rest of the day and a good week coming up. And we'll look for you again. Certainly won't have any trouble finding you with that great signal. And maybe we'll even throw the kilowatt on next time. So one back to you one more time there, Bill, and I certainly enjoyed it. It's been my pleasure. W1ZW, K2KXK.
All right, K2KXK, W1ZY. Great. Sounds like that thing's going to go up this week. It'll be very nice to hear what happens. And the comparative will be very interesting, especially on the DX stations, Ken, to see how it plays off against your reference antenna, which will be that off-center fed dipole. All right, 73s, and go help the wife. I'm sure the car is loaded. I know what that's about. And the sooner the better. 73s, and we'll talk to you soon. K2KXK, W1ZY.
33s, Bill. W1ZY, K2KXK.
Looking out into Europe, W1 Zanzibar, Yokohama. Whiskey 1, Zulu, Yankee. W1ZY, looking out into Europe, calling CQ. Checking propagation out into Europe. W1ZY, standing by.
Again.
Whiskey 1, Zulu, Yankee. W1 Zulu, Yankee in Rhode Island, calling CQ Europe. Standing by.
Sierra Victor 2, Juliet Alpha Oscar.
Sugar Victor 2, Juliet Alpha Oscar. W1ZY, beautiful signal. You're 59. My name is Bill. Bravo, India, Lima, Lima. A beautiful signal coming in. Sugar Victor, I just wrote it down. I can't find it. Sugar Victor 9, go ahead, W1ZY.
Okay, I'm turning now my antenna to your direction. My call is Sierra Victor 2, Juliet Alpha Oscar. My name is Andreas, from Greece. Okay, I hear you very well. You're 5 net plus here, 5 by 9 plus, over.
Yeah, very good, Andreas. You're 10 dB over, 5 9 plus 10. A very loud signal, Andreas, into Rhode Island. And my name is Bill, Bravo, India, Lima, Lima. 5 9 plus 10, Andreas, over.
QSL, excellent, copy you. Thank you for QSO on 40 meter. I see my logo is the first QSO with you. So nice to meet you, and I hope to see you again in another band.
Okay, how is the weather? How is the weather, Andrea? So what is your temperature, over?
Okay, now here is night, about 12 o'clock. The temperature out is about 7 Celsius. 7 Celsius, and the day is a sunny day, about 25 Celsius, very nice. How about the weather in your country, over?
In my area, it's still cold. It's about maybe 4 to 5 degrees Celsius right now, 4 or 5 Celsius, very cold. And we have overcast, but it's still winter. We still have a little bit of snow on the ground, Andreas, H.I. But the beautiful Eastern Mediterranean and the beautiful Greek islands and with the beautiful temperatures I think about right now. And it sounds very nice to me, your country and your beautiful temperatures at night, Andreas. Big signal, 5-9 plus 10. 73s, Sugar Victor 2, Juliet Alpha Oscar, W1ZY.
QSL, QSL, okay, nice to meet you. For your information, my green condition here is a two-element antenna, two-element Yankee antenna from Kuskas in 20 meters high, looking in your direction, and my power is about 500 watts here, with an ICOM 7700. 73, good luck.
All right, well, that's working beautiful. How many watts are you running, Andreas?
500 watts, 500 watts, over.
All right, beautiful, incredible. My compliments on the station. It's a beautiful signal. 73s, and we talk to you soon. Thank you for the contact. Sugar Victor 2, Juliet Alpha Oscar, W1 said what? Bye bye.
Hello, good evening from Germany. Delta Fox 2, Victor Papa, good evening.
Delta Fox 2, Victor Papa, W1ZY, thank you for the call. And let me check your signal out. The band has been trying to open up, but it looks like it's starting to get good, Manfred. Over.
Yeah, Roger, but okay. Thank you, Manfred here. And remember, I have a contact with you, I think, yesterday, and given the weather from Germany. I have it today here. 20 degrees and blue sky, and the beautiful weather here. And I think the springtime coming here will, okay? You remember and me, okay? Whiskey 1, Zulu Yankee, Doug Florida, 2 Victor Papa, over.
All right, DF2 VP, W1 said, why? Beautiful. Sounds like good weather. 20 degrees is a beautiful temperature. You're 10 dB over, very loud, and it's good to hear the band opening up, Manfred, over.
Yeah, Roger, Roger. You're 20 over all the way. Okay, I'm looking here for and yesterday for your pictures and the cures that come from your tennis. Oh boy, nice pictures at QRSet.com, and I'm looking, and I think that is okay when you have a so big signal in Germany, Roger.
Okay, yeah, a good location for the verticals, the ultimate location, Manfred, over.
Yeah, Roger, you have a good location, I say that. Okay, I have another good location for the verticals. When I have a time, I will also look in with the springtime coming, and I will have testing a vertical at 10. At this moment here, is my rotary dipole open, 24 meters and 500 watts all the way. And I have a two element home, a Yagi, and the second power, and the problem is with the rotary. It is only 5 meters up over the ground. Okay, when the weather is better, they're looking worse, the problem with the rotary. Well, okay, thank you for the coming in. I say good evening and good night from here, and I see you later, all the way. Whiskey 1, Zulu Yankee, Delta Fox 2, Wake the Papa, over, over.
All right, well, you have a good location over there that you're coming in quite nice with the rotary dipole, and I look forward to hearing the results of your experiments with the verticals later when it gets even warmer than the 20 degrees, Manfred HI. 73s from Succotash Salt Marsh in southern Rhode Island. Delta Fox 2, Victor Papa, W1 said what?
Yeah, Roger, thank you. When the springtime coming and I run a little bit experiment and I'm really bit testing with verticals. Bye-bye, world. 73's greetings.
10 over 9. CQ, W1 said what?
Left 20 over. 1 Charlie Mike Delta.
Victor Echo 1, Charlie Mike Delta, W1ZY. Go ahead, Carrick.
Beautiful copy on you there, Bill. You're only 10 dB lower than yesterday. You know, you're only 30 over here today, but still very beautiful, QSL.
All righty. Yeah, we're down a little bit today, Corey. You're 10 over, just put a beautiful signal coming through, and I hope you still got the snow on the roof up there, over.
No, we can see the grass now, Bill. There might be a little bit in the woods, buddy, but the yard's all clear, and I don't see much around locally in town there, but it's probably a bit in the woods yet again.
All righty. Well, it's good to know you guys are warming up. It's still kind of nippy down here. The snow is gone from the toast, but when you go inland into the woods, there's pockets of snow still, Corey. Hey, 73s, and thank you for the report. Just amazing. It blows my mind, the signal reports coming into your QTH. Again, it must be the first skip, the landing zone. VE1, Charlie Mike Delta, W1 said what?
I can tell you there, the time of up and down the band there, I says, well, geez, there's a the odd straddler here and the odd straddler there, but Bill got them all.
Oh, geez.
Florida.
Yeah, but anyway, it's all good, buddy. You guys take care down there. 73 still. We'll talk to you after there. VE1CMD.
All righty, 73s, and thanks again. We'll talk to you soon. W1 Zulu Yankee calling CQ Europe. Standing by. All right, we have many stations and everybody's loud. The Germany, and we'll pick up the pace. The Germany, go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Bill. W1 Zulu Yankee, Germany 0, Mexico, Germany. The name is Steve, the city of Gloucester. I think we've worked before, Bill, over.
Oh, very good, Steve. Yeah, we got one contact before. You're 59, right on the button here into Southern Rhode Island. And great to hear you coming through. We're making an audio recording. Go ahead, over.
Roger, we're all 59 over here. And the Victor Echo 1 was on the frequency.
All right, I'm sure Corey will be interested in hearing that, Steve. Over.
Roger, roger. Anyway, I won't hold it. You've got plenty of stations in the UK. You're the thing from the States into the UK at the moment with me, Bill, anyway. Over.
All right, I appreciate it. We're running 500 watts and two homemade verticals. Beaming, we're in a very nice location here in Succotash Salt Marsh on the southern coast of Rhode Island. Hey, 73's Golf Zero, Mike Golf Golf, W1, said what?
Yep,
73's
Bill, all the best,
catch you again. 73 CQ, W1 said what? Okay, many calling. The Echo Bravo 3, Lima Alpha, I think, 59.
Okay, hello, Bill. Nice to meet you. Echo Bravo 1.
All right, Danny. Yeah, you're peaking 59. A beautiful signal coming into Rhode Island this afternoon. Over.
Okay, 10459. I'm using Medicine Pole equipment. Is dipole window antenna and 500 watts. Thank you, Bill, from SW4. All the best, and thank you for calling. Bye bye.
73 is a great signal, Danny. All the best. To CQ, W1 said what? The Delta Lima Victor X-ray.
Yeah, okay. Delta Lima 8, Victoria X-ray. Hello to Bill. I had to go on to the double bazooka instead of the on the vertical. You are 5.9 plus 5 decibel into Hamburg. Name is Wolf, Whiskey Oscar Lima Fox. Back to you, DLHVX, listening.
All right, Delta Lima 8, Victor X-ray, W1 said, why? You're 59 plus about 5 on peaks, Wolf. A 5.9 plus 5 on peaks into Rhode Island. A beautiful signal, over.
Yeah, QSL is fine. I just was looking for you to see how you are getting through the mud as the conditions change. The SFI was going down again, and the band is really noisy. So I was amazed to hear you coming through. At first, I've been on my full-size ground image vertical, so I switched over and getting you much clearer. Well, I told you, best regards from Hamburg, and we are keeping into contact to pass you some information on your activities, on your signal into Europe. 73 is from Wolf, the L8VX.
All right, I appreciate it, Wolf. It's good to know that you have the ears over there. I appreciate that greatly. You're coming in very nicely here. 73's clear with you, W1 said Y, calling CQ Europe.
Sugar Victor 1, Quebec, Florida, Florida.
Sugar Victor 1, Quebec, Fox, Fox, you're 5 dB over in Rhode Island, over.
Yeah, Roger, you're 5.9 plus 20, very good signal. Today we had a QSL some days before, and thank you, and wish you a nice Sunday evening. All the best to you, 73, thank you.
Okay, Mike, we were talking to another station in Greece, Sugar Victor 2, Juliet Alpha Oscar, and he said it was about 20 degrees there in the evening. So beautiful night temperatures in Greece, apparently. 73's Mike, clear with you, CQ, W1 said what?
Delta Lima 6, Kilo India.
Delta Lima 6 radio.
Delta Lima 6, Kilo India, Kilo India.
All right, very good, Stefan. You're 5859 into Rhode Island, and it's good to hear you coming through. It sounds like the band is opening up. Delta Lima 6 Kilo India, W1 said why?
Yeah, Roger. W1 said why. You're from Delta Lima 6 Kilo India. Yeah, conditions here, it's only 100 watts, and the antenna is the wire, it's a G, it's a Golf 5 radio speaker. 60 meters long and 30 meters in the height, Roger.
Roger. Well, it's working beautifully. You're 59 on the peaks, and we're making an audio recording that we post up on the internet, but just a fantastic propagation and a really good signal coming through, Stefan, over.
Yeah, you too, you too. You're also picking up the 59 over over here. It's a very clear modulation. Yeah, so it's ICOM 7563, and I'm not very satisfied with this kind of with this transceiver. All right.
Beautiful. It's a great, that's a great transceiver. Over here, we're using a TS-830, which I just finished repairing, and we have some audio modifications to it, about 500 watts, and then the antenna is a two verticals, I think you know. But yeah, great signal coming through. It's very nice to hear the good propagation. Delta Lima 6 Kilo India W1ZY.
Yeah, Roger. I hear you last week that tried to contact you. With a magnetic loop antenna. It's another here in the town, and but it was not possible. So maybe in the summertime, but the conditions will be better. So I will contact you with a magnetic loop antenna, Roger.
I look forward to that. I had a contact yesterday with a magnetic loop antenna. It was quite good. It was amazing. So we look forward to that when you, maybe tomorrow, Stefan, over.
Yeah, Roger, I was high there. Okay, it's a baby loop from Italy. It's a very good antenna. I'm very satisfied with this. Okay, thank you for the contact, and I think wish you a good time, and many thanks. Here from Delta Lima, this is Lady. Next to you.
All right, thank you for the contact, Stefan. And again, a beautiful signal, 5973 W1ZY, calling CQ Europe. I hear a Bravo Foxtrot.
Oscar Echo 8, Foxtrot, Bravo, Foxtrot.
Oscar Echo 8, Fox, Bravo, Fox, you're 5758 into Rhode Island, over.
This is Oscar Echo 8, Fox, Bravo, Fox. My name is Harry.
Okay, Harry, good to hear you. Your signal is getting stronger. You're 5859 into Rhode Island. And my name is Bill. Bravo, India, Lima, Lima. Over.
Roger, Bill. You are here with 5 and a very, very big plus. 20
over 9. Over. Oh, wow. That's amazing. Thank you for the call. We'll put out some more calls, but you're coming through here quite nicely, Harry. You're 59. Into southern Rhode Island, and it's overcast. We still have light here. So it's amazing to be able to copy you so early here. The band seems to be opening up a little bit. Oscar Echo 8, Fox, Bravo, Fox, W1, said what? Yeah, 59, Harry, just a beautiful signal, over.
This is Oscar Echo 8, Fox, Bravo, Fox. Thank you very much. I wish you a very nice evening at 7:30.
Okay, 73, vielen Dank für diese Verbindung. This is W1ZY calling CQ Europe, standing by.
Golf 1, Sierra Delta Kilo.
Golf 1, Sugar Delta Kilo, W1ZY. Great to get a look at your signal on the S-meter to tell how the propagation is this afternoon, Sid HI. I heard you on earlier, must have been an hour or two ago. I forgot who you were talking to, but I heard you're working Europeans. George 1, Sugar Delta Kilo, W1ZY.
Whiskey 1, Zulu Yankee, Golf
1,
Sierra Delta Kilo. Very good afternoon to you. Good evening from this side, Bill. A lovely signal from you, 5 at 9, lovely signal, good modulation, and you're about the strongest USA signal that I could safely say is here on the 40 meter band. I've come in so you can tuck me in bed, Bill, because the old eye's closing. I was earlier on there, a bit further up, or 193, I was 7.193. Most of the Europeans, I had New Zealand come in, one station from New Zealand. But it wasn't an easy cut. The level was a bit high. But you're always a good signal to me, Bill. But it's getting a bit late for me because I normally get up early. but today I got up a bit later than normal, which was about 6 o'clock in the morning, and I think I missed a lot of fun because there was a good opening on 40 metres, worldwide I think, South America I was able to work, a couple of Australians and New Zealand, and I didn't hear you I don't think this morning because I didn't hear too many USA stations, but anyway, that's why the propagation was this morning, and back to you, W1ZY, G1SDK, back to you, Bill.
Larry, very good, Sid, you're peaking 5 dB over. Yeah, I went to sleep last night. I'm missing the European mornings and hitting the hay to get an early start here on different projects. Yeah, you're 5 and 9 plus five. Sid, just beautiful. And we wish you a good night. And it sounds like you had a very productive session here on 40. I heard you get a couple hours ago. George 1, Sugar Delta Kilo, W1, Sid what? It must have been 2 hours ago, Sid, over.
Yeah, Roger. It was me on the top end of the band, and how good was you hearing me, that is the question I asked, over.
I'm sorry, there's somebody breaking in. Well, basically, I was tuning around to see if there was propagation to Europe, and you were the only one I could hear. You were about a 57, over.
You can call me at 5 and 7. It was at least 3 hours ago now, Bill. Maybe 3 hours ago, yeah. Okay, then. Well, thanks very much for the contact. Thank you for the information. That's really interesting, which means there was a bit of propagation to stateside then. But I didn't copy any USA stations when I was calling out. There was none. Oh, if they came back to me, I didn't know. Thank you very much, Phil. Have a good afternoon, evening. Number 73 is Whiskey 1 Yankee. Do you want to see Joe clear? 73. Bye-bye.
Alrighty, and we are going into sunset right now. 73's George 1 Sugar Delta Kilo, W1ZY, and DF2 Victor Papa. You try to break in, Manfred, over.
Yeah, Roger, okay, good evening. Here from Germany, great signal. 20 over in this moment here. 20 over 9, away. Kilo Whiskey 1 Charlie Yankee, Delta Fox, the Wake to Papa, over.
No, it's Whiskey 1 Zulu Yankee, Manfred Bill, over.
I'm sorry. Whiskey 1. Zulu Yankee. I'll have to contact. Sorry.
Not a problem. CQ Europe, W1 said why? Italy, Whiskey 0, Charlie Juliet Echo. You're 59. Over. Okay, well, thank you for the 59. 73, CQ, W1 said why? The United Delta, 7 United Delta.
Yeah, Denmark, Japan, 7 United Delta. Have a drought near Heidelberg. Really good signal from the States here. Only 500 watts and a simple dipole in the wrong direction, obviously.
Oh, well, yeah, you're 59 here, Klaus. My name is Bill. I'm in Rhode Island, running 500 watts to a pair of verticals. Over.
Oh, okay, Bill. Yeah, excellent. Copy as normal. 40 meter no my band. The German football game has just won against the Netherlands 3-1. That's the first victory since 20 years for the German footballers. Okay, Bill, enjoy the rest of the day. Until the next time, danke.
Bitte, 73, CQ, W1 said what?
Echo Alpha 1, India X-ray Radio,
and many others calling. W1 said why? You're 59 in Rhode Island. Over.
Over. 59.9. Thank you very much.
Gracias por contact. CQ, W1 said what? Radio Kilo 7, Bravo Lima Echo, is that correct? You're 58, over.
Negative, Radio Kilo 6, Boston United, Russian Kilo 6, Brazil United, over.
Right, Radio Kilo 6, Bravo United, you're 5 and 9, Alex, over.
My name is Alex, America, London, Texas, Texas. Over, Bill.
All right, Alex, good to hear you. And again, you're 59 on peaks, 58 QSB, but a very good signal coming through. Thank you for the contact. Radio Kilo 6 Bravo United, W1 said what? Dos Vidania, Paca, CQ, W1 said what? Victor Kilo 6 Kilo Japan, W1 said why? Beautiful signal, 59, or maybe a little bit over. Just fantastic. Or we're right at sunset, Bob, over.
Yeah, okay, Bill, very good. You're 59 also, sounding good here. That's all is well with you, over.
All is well. We're doing, we're preparing to build tilt over supports for the verticals for the upcoming lightning season, Bob, over.
Yeah, roger, roger. Yeah, okay, very good. In fact, we've just done that here, built a tilt over for a friend of mine, putting an ultra beam on it. So it's always good fun and a great hobby, Bill, over.
Yep, it requires all of one's skills, Bob, H.I. Beautiful signal here this late afternoon, just booming in, over.
Yeah, okay, well, just coming up to, what do we got, 6:20. I guess we're 12 hours. I guess we're 12 hours difference, Bill, over.
Yep, it's 6:20 over here, Bob. It's just incredible, over.
Your long time has been fantastic here for the last couple of weeks anyway. Great to hear you anyway. Let you carry on doing a good job and look forward to chatting again sometime. Nice signal, Bill. W1ZY, VK6KJ.
All right. Can you hear the Europeans, Bob, over?
No, I don't hear them, Bill. As they get a bit stronger a little bit later on, you know, there's a bit of a window there, but nothing like you. It's I'm sort of long parts of the States has been really good, but okay.
All righty, very good. That's very interesting to know that. All right, 73s, and again, we're making an audio recording. We post it on the internet, and if you would like, you can hunt your way through the recording. 73s, VK6 Kilo Japan, long path, W1 set one.
Roger. So is that on
QRZ?
That's on QRZ, is it,
It's on something called SoundForge, I think it's called, or something, but there's a link on the top of my page to that archive, over.
Roger, roger. Okay, I'll have a listen. Thanks for that. Anyway, all the best, and talk again. W1ZY, thank you, VK6KJ.
Thank you, and you're welcome. CQ Europe, or VK's W1ZY. Okay, many calling. 9 Alpha 2 Hotel Charlie, you're 59 plus 5 into Rhode Island. Good to hear you, over.
Okay, good to see you, Bill, again. 9 Alpha 2 Hotel Charlie, Milan from Croatia. You are 59 also. Thank you for good report and all the best. Many Europeans call you. 73, to hear you again. Bye.
Okay, good to hear you and Milan. And I am now getting on. I fixed my... my key, so now I'm on CW too. I'm enjoying some CW as well as I think that you do too. 73's CQ, W1 said what? Alpha Echo Alpha or Alpha Echo Echo?
Delta Lima 4 Kilo Alpha Echo. DL4KAE,
Roger, Delta Kilo 4 Kilo Alpha Echo. You're 59, a little bit over into Rhode Island, over.
Same. Can give you same back. You are also 5 by 9 sometimes up to 10 over 9. Very loud today. I've heard you many times, and we have had QSO before some weeks ago. My name is also Willie. Willie is the name here. The fine copy. You have a very useful QRZ.com site. Okay.
Thank you, Willie. I appreciate knowing that that you are looking at it, and it's very nice to hear that. Very gratifying. You're peaking up to 10 dB over, Willie. Over.
Yes. In this moment, very loud. No? 10 over in this moment. Yes. I've read a lot about your antennas. Very interesting.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate, and it's great to hear that. 73s, and we talk longer later. All the best. Delta Kilo, Delta Lima 4, Kilo Alpha Echo, W1 said what?
73, and good DX, and good luck with your antenna experience.
Thank you so much. CQ, W1 said what? Oscar. Alaska, November 6th. I think it's Zulu Victor. You're 59 plus 5 in Rhode Island. Over. Thank you for that big report coming in. And I believe, Paul, and you're 59 here into Rhode Island, just a big signal coming through. And we hope you're enjoying a good propagation and nice warm weather in Belgium. Oscar, Nancy 8, Bravo Victor, W1Z1. Thank you. Maybe we'll have a conversation on the CW, Paul. It'll be a little bit easier. H.I., I appreciate you taking the effort. And thank you for the comments on the audio. We have been working on that as well. 73's CQ, W1ZY, looking in Europe. The Oscar Echo. Is that United Fox 2, Oscar Echo? Is there a United Foxtrot 2 Oscar Echo? The Oscar Echo, go ahead. Who is the Oscar Echo? Okay, yeah, I want to pick up the Tango Foxtrot 3, go ahead, over.
Tango Florida 3,
Echo. All right, very good to hear from Reykjavik. You are 58, 5 and 8 in Rhode Island. My name is Bill, over.
Okay, Bill, yeah, I'm 100 rockets into a vertical antenna here, so we don't get things to the same level. I'm coming back to myself. A lot of people calling me, bye-bye.
All right, you're peaking up, Erling, you're peaking up to 59 with that setup. All the best to Reykjavik, 73s, CQ, W1ZY, looking Europe. LACV Quebec, what was the last letter?
Quebec India Alpha.
Oh, LACV Quebec Alpha, you FM Ogni in Rhode Island. Yeah, I had to be a little over.
Call is Lima Alpha 7. Quebec India Alpha. LACV Alpha.
Okay, there's a some sort of like a hot, the ALC is getting hit. It's taking the letters out. It's Quebec, and I missed the last two letters. Over.
Quebec, Alpha.
Quebec, Lima, Alpha.
Quebec,
Foxtrot, Alpha. Is that right?
Queen, Italy, America.
There we go. Queen, Italy, America. All right, Dad, go ahead. Over.
Yeah, Roger, the name here is Peter. Peter is the name, and you are beautiful 5 and 9 signals into Stavanger on the southwest coast of Norway.
All right, Stavanger, know it well, actually. I lived in Norway. Jeg bodde I Oslo, when jeg var 16 år, og I Lund, og snakket litt på norsk tor. You're 59, you're peaking 5 dB over. Just a beautiful Norwegian signal, ever.
Roger, tusen takk skal du ha. Tusen takk for situasjonen, og koser med de gode forholdene her.
Talk for Hilly Gibraltar, how's it going? CQ Europe, W1 said what?
Go, one India, Baker, Sugar Bill.
George 1, India, Bravo, Sugar. Wayne, good to hear you. You're about a 58 to 9 on the beginning. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. You're 5 and 9 plus 10, as usual. And
you've got lots of bakers calling you. It's been a lovely day here today, Bill. I was something else. I managed to cut the lawn and do everything else. It's absolutely lovely day. Superb day. Wonder what it's like down there, Bill. Have you long dead boy? Hopefully you still get me okay. Don't want India, Baker, Sugar Bear.
Yeah, we're good to hear that, Wayne. That sounds beautiful for you guys. Basically going into spring at this point. Looks like those temperatures are here to stay. Over here it's about 3 degrees above freezing. It's an overcast day, and it's not too windy. It's a little breezy, but it's nothing bad. But still quite cold. The songbirds have arrived, and they're huddled around the bird feeder. And so we are waiting for the temperatures to warm up, but we don't have any expectations. So there's been no hints of any of that occurring here in the near future. George 1, India Bravo Sugar, W1 said what? All right, 73, and maybe we talk to you tomorrow. All the best to CQ Europe, W1ZY. Delta, Delta 2, Quebec, Lima, you're 57, over. All right, you're up to a 58, Joachim. Good to hear you. My name is Bill. Ich heiße Bill und mein guter Hoch, es ist Rhode Island Radio Italy. Delta Delta 2, Quebec Lima, W1 said what?
Yes, okay, Bill. I'm working with a Yaesu Fox Tango 817 and a Papa Alpha on a 40 and 80 meter dipole, 10 meter over the garden. That's the working conditions here. My best to you.
Beautiful. Fünf und neun. You're 59, 5 and 9 on that transmission. Over here, an old TS-830, Joachim, and about 500 watts. We have two homemade verticals phased to the northeast. And overcast day, still light out, and we will get sunset here probably in about 15 minutes. Delta Delta 2, Quebec Lima, W1 said what? Okay, Teil 70, vielen Dank für diese Verbindung, Joachim. 73, CQ Europe, W1 Zulu Yankee.
Delta Florida 8 X-ray radio.
Delta Florida 8 X-ray radio, V1 Zulu Epsilon zurück. Guten Abend, Sie sind 5.9 plus 10. Ich heiße Bill, Bravo India Lima Lima. Und gute Hoch, es ist Rhode Island Radio Italy, Delta Fox 8 X-ray Radio, W1 said what?
Roger, Roger, Bill, 100% OK, du bist auf 5.9 plus 10, hier direkt an der holländischen Grenze. Ich heiße Bert, Bravo Echo Radio Tango, QSL.
QSL, Bert, Sie sind 5.9 plus 15 dB, just an outstanding signal. We're running 500 watts to two phased verticals. A beautiful signal coming in, Joachim. Over.
Roger, Roger, Bill. My working condition, ICOM 7600 and also 500 watts. And my antenna is a lazy delta loop for 40 meters. Bill, this is my working condition. Temperatures here in the moment, 4.5 degrees Celsius plus here. Is a little bit over the plus. My best 73 to you, to Rhode Island, and I hope to work you again in the next time, Bill. All the best, ciao.
Okay, thank you. A beautiful rig, and we have the same temperatures, about 2 or 3 above freezing, Joachim. 73, Tleinsiebsich, CQ Europe, W1 said what? The Alpha Quebec something, Alpha Quebec Tango? Papa Alpha 3 Alpha Quebec Tango stroke portable. You are 57. Thank you for the 59. My name is Bill. I'm in Rhode Island. Over. And what is your name again? Your name, over. Echo Radio India India Tango. All right, Gary, I think, very good. Thank you for repeating that. Your QSB takes you into the noise, but on maximum, you are 5 and 7, F7. Good to hear a portable operation. Again, we're approaching sunset here in southern Rhode Island, running 500 watts to two verticals beaming northeast. 73 is Papa Alpha 3, Alpha Quebec Tango, stroke portable, W1, said what? Okay, 100 watts to an NFED is making it across the Atlantic, Jerry, HI. 73 is clear with you, CQ, W1, said what? Radio India. Negative copy, CQ, W1, said why, looking Europe. Delta Kilo, United Japan. Delta Kilo 1, Alpha United Papa, you're 57, 58 in Rhode Island, over.
My name is Udo, Uniform Delta Oscar.
Okay, Udo, vielen Dank, and Sie sind 58 auf Maximal, and ich bedanke dich for looking at the QRZ page. I appreciate knowing people are looking at that. Okay, 73, vielen Dank, and we'll see how the band goes. Delta Kilo 1, Alpha United Papa, W1, said what?
Delta Kilo 1, Alpha United Papa, 73, tschüss, bye-bye.
Flying CPC, CQ Europe, W1, Zulu Yankee. Everybody in the noise, CQ, W1, said what? Sugar Papa 6, is it Alpha Delta Tango? Sugar Papa 6, Tango India Ocean, you're 4x6, 4x6, over. Foxtrot 1, Tango India Oscar, you're 4x6, over. Thank you, Bruno. Good to hear you coming through, and hopefully we talk to you in better conditions, but you did make it into the log. Fox 1, Tango India Oscar, W1, said what? W3's hard to copy, W1 said why, calling CQ Europe, standing by. The Gulf 3 Yankee something Zulu.
Gulf 3 Yankee Papa Zulu.
3, Yankee Papa Zulu, you're 5758 in Rhode Island, over. Very good, John. Great radio operator. I appreciate it. What's your antenna and your power, John? Over.
100 watts, 7300, and a top band doublet. A top band doublet. Over.
Beautiful. You peaked up to 59 there, John. Just terrific. Over here, old TS-830, 500 watts and two verticals. And it's good to hear you coming through, John. The band might be changing here for me as I head into sunset. George 3, Yankee Papa Zulu, W1ZY.
Yeah, beautiful signal. Over the line. It's building up all the time. I'll leave you to the pilot, 73, and many thanks from G3YTZ.
All right, 59, 73, John, W1ZY, calling CQ Europe. The radio kilo. Victor Kilowatt. Victor Kilo 6, Whiskey Charlie, W1ZY, bussing his way through the pileup. You're about a 57, 58, John, 5758, elbowing your way through the Europeans, over.
Roger, you're doing well. That is 5 and 9, 7 and 9, Bill, and a very good afternoon to you. Right signal, here on
negative, by the way, you're 58. No, and the noise is not a problem. It's the Europeans are very low. They're very low signal levels, John, over. Good to hear you always, John, making your way through these pileups, and we're making an audio recording right now for the last hour, and you can I'll post it on the internet. There's a link on my QRZ page, and you can dig around if you're interested in hearing yourself. 73's always a pleasure. Victor Kilo 6 Whiskey Charlie W1ZY. All right, good morning. CQ W1ZY. CQ, everybody in the noise, W1ZY. X-ray Tango. X-ray Tango. Is there a Sugar Papa X-ray Tango? CQ, W1ZY. Is it Sugar Papa 3 Alpha Tango Bravo? All right, Max, you are 58, 5 and 8, a very nice signal into Rhode Island, over. All right, well, it's working very nicely. You're almost S9. You're almost S9, Max. Over here, 500 watts, two verticals, and we are at sunset. Sugar Papa 3, Alpha Tango Bravo, W1ZY.
Okay, thank you very much for nice report.
Jean Kuya, Jean Dobri, CQ, W1ZY. CQ, looking Europe, W1 Zanzibar, Yokohama. Something ending Kilo. CQ, W1ZY. CQ, Europe, W1 Zulu, Yankee. Echo India 4, India Bravo, you're 58, over.
Yeah, good evening, Bill. The name is Nick, Norway, India, Charlie Kilo. Good signal tonight, 5 and 9 plus, Bill, go ahead.
You're peaking 5 over 9, Nick, QSB, but you just climbed right up to 5 over, over.
Yeah, good conditions, you're 5 and 9 plus, 5 to 10 here. Actually, Bill, very good signal tonight.
A lot of stations from Europe calling you there, so I'll let you go work a few more. All the best from Ireland, and it was good to hear you in there. That's the end, ZY from Echo India 4, India Bravo. Okay, thank you, Bill.
All right, way up there, 5 over 73s. Thank you, Nick. CQ W1 ZY. CQ Europe, W1 Zulu Yankee. The station with Victor, you have a lot of RF in your audio. Go ahead again. CQ, W1 Zulu Yankee. Delta Fox 3 United Mike, you're 57, over. All right, thank you for the report. Looks like the band is going down here for a moment, hopefully. 73's Delta Fox 3 United Mike, W1 said, why? Thank you, Frank.
Okay, that's been a few of those before. Okay, 73, have a nice evening over there.
5 and 8, 73, CQ, W1 said, why? Delta Lima 4, Radio Alpha Quebec, you're 59, over.
Yes, thank you. Also 59 here in the different part of Canada, and I'm with Stefan.
All right, very good, Stefan. Good to hear you coming through. Again, you're 59. My name is Bill, Bravo, India, Lima, Lima, and I'm located in Rhode Island, the smallest state in the U.S. up here in New England, running 500 watts to a pair of phased verticals. Delta Lima 4, Radio Alpha Quebec, W1 said what? Whiskey 1, Zulu Yankee, they ein Zulu Epsilon.
Okay, thank you, Whiskey 1, Zulu. Yes, okay. I'm using the PS2000, and my antenna is a loop antenna, about 10 meters high, 86 meters long, output power 400 watts. No problem.
All right, very good. And you are 59 on the peaks. Just a beautiful copy coming through. A lot of the Europeans are going down into the noise, but a few come up like your signal, so selective attenuation or something. Hey, 73s, vielen Dank für dieses Verbindung. Delta Lima 4, Radio Alpha Quebec, W1 said what?
Perfect, perfect. Thank you so much. Have a nice Sunday, rest of the Sunday, here local time, near midnight. Thank you so much, goodbye.
73's W1 said why? W1 said why is going to check the soup on the stove. I'll be back in a minute.